We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Christian Garrick, still to come. Our one-on-one sit-down, me and Bobby, with wide receiver Marquez Callaway, the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, joining us now. Mike, how are you, man?
I'm fine, man. I've finally cooled down after this morning, so all good.
Good. Good to hear. So your observations today, what stood out to you? What did you take away?
You know, it was some of this, kind of what I expected, and which is kind of a good thing. I thought we would see, because of the position situation at linebacker and at wide receiver, I thought I liked a lot of what I saw. Kawan Baker caught the ball a lot over the middle. Pete Warner at linebacker. I mean, those guys are going to get reps that they might not have gotten as early, and maybe with the second team or first team quicker than normal. And I really, you know, I was kind of going back through my notes just a little bit a while ago, you know, from what we initially, right after practice, talked about, and I was really, I'd written down a lot of Adam Trautman stuff and just how he caught the ball, and it started making me think about what Sean had talked to us, I guess Wednesday, that, right, you know, they're really counting on this guy a lot, and they know he's got the skills. He played behind, you know, Josh Hill and Jared Cook, because he just wasn't a guy, you know, he was targeted, you know, once a game, you know, 16 times during the season. So, but I just feel like it just kind of, from what Sean said and from what we've seen, this guy's got some special talent.
You know, Mike, you could go at all the different position groups and how they expecting young guys, I'll always say, like, virgin-type players that, like, okay, what are we requiring you to do going forward? You're going to get a number of opportunities. Can you take advantage of that? Now, the offensive line, I think we solidified there, and you look at the running back rotation and all, but, okay, what's going to happen at quarterback? But you look at receiver, tight end, you look at cornerback, maybe linebacker, D-tackle, and that's like a handful or half a dozen spots. I think we're fine with Marcus Williams and Malcolm Jenkins at safety. Now you want to stay healthy. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. But it's still a handful of positions. What better team to be on than the Saints if you want to have an impact and an opportunity? You know, in the past, we were like, well, man, our team is stacked. It's hard to make the Saints. In certain positions, it's not the case this season.
No, you're right. And they have the opportunity. And it's not where they're, I don't know how to put this, it's like where, like, they have to come in like a quarterback, you know, like a rookie quarterback, yeah, and go, okay, you're the guy. You can be Kawan Baker and Pete Warner and come in as rookies and Paulson and those guys and make an impact, but yet not have that pressure of being like the number one guy. Like Peyton Turner certainly is going to get some time to kind of really learn the role, but Kawan Baker and Paulson and Pete Warner have opportunities to be impactful. I mean, really impactful because of their positions.
You know, Mike, the one guy, and I've always been high on, you know, the other Mike Dettillier, we've talked about this, is that, boy, look at his story coming out of Wyoming, Carl Granderson. I mean, here's a guy now, he kind of knows the NFL, and, boy, you see him putting pressure on the quarterback. So we lost Trey Hendrickson. So I think a lot of pressure, or I should say he should take advantage of opportunity that we talk about always, Cam Jordan and Marcus Davenport, but Carl Granderson, watch his impact And if he wants to get paid in the future, he has a great opportunity also.
Yeah, I agree. I think all those guys, you know, certainly because of Onyemata's situation, and then Malcolm gone, and Sheldon gone, and Trey gone. So then you look, okay, because there were all those guys in that bunch, in that group, Shai Tuttle, Malcolm Roach, Carl yep. Granderson, all those guys now have this opportunity where we might have seen flat. They're all young. Tuttle, you know, been in the league like 2-3 years, so they got just enough experience to really be. They've got everything, you know. It's they know what they're doing, and now it's about production,
right?
And you know, I think that's maybe why that even certainly the Onyemata stuff was tough because of the six games. But with that, even with if you'd have had him, I think that they felt pretty solid because of Tuttle and Granderson and all those
and Roach,
guys,
yeah.
Malcolm Roach. I really do. I mean, even though they lost, you know, who they lost on the defensive line, I felt like they felt okay about it.
And you know who's another one, Mike? He had a sack. It's only two practices. But now he would be a guy that would never play more than 25 snaps, kind of 15 to 25, but he's a pro, is Ryan Glasgow. You know, a four-year veteran out of University of Michigan. I mean, he's, 6'3", 300 pounds, but he knows the game. You know, that's the difference. That do you know your role? Do you know, can you have an impact and not be the weak link when they put you in the rotation? You know, you might not be the best of the best, but you don't want to be that weak link. Well, Ryan Glasgow, to me, is one of those players. He played last year. Think how good our defense was. He was in the rotation, and all of a sudden he gets a sack, one sack, after only a couple of practices. So it's going to be a lot. Players like that, that's not a household name to Houdan Nation, that all of a sudden like, whoa, that was a nice play. And they just know their role because they've been around the NFL enough. They know what it takes. If they're going to make it, or they got to go get another job.
Yeah, same with Passanion as well, right, Tano?
Yeah.
Right. Kansas City. I mean, you know, I guess when you think of what they lost, and I think Sheldon was just a good guy, Trey was just a good guy, good hardworking guys, and so you immediately go, gosh, what holes to fill? But then when you really start, you know, looking at it and who they picked up and who they had, and then the draft, man, I think that group has potential. You're right, just because we don't really know a lot about Ryan yep. Glasgow. You know what? I mean, you're right. He's 27 years old. I mean, this is right now is his time.
Yeah.
We might not know much about him because he played on a pretty stout defense last year, especially in the front. But, man, maybe we're going to learn some names. Quite frankly, we didn't think, you know, Trey Henderson wasn't the world beater that he was prior to last year. And now look at him. And so, you know, guys can emerge, and maybe Ryan's that guy.
Boy, Trey Henderson caught a lightning in a bottle, and he got paid. Come on, look at the production. That's what we want Davenport to do. But we would take right. that production, whether it was Carl Grandison or Davenport. You know, Cam Jordan's always been consistent, playing 90% of the snaps. Now, the one thing with Cam, I think they realize where he's at in his career. I think Cam Jordan's been a machine. Come on, 11 years, 32 years of age. I think Cam would tell you he didn't have the type of year that he had in 2019. I still think he has that ability. And that, to me, that when I look at a Cam Jordan, he'll be there until somebody beats him out. You know why he's going to be there? Because he's an every down defensive end. First, second, third down. You know, I'm a pass rusher, or I can play the run. You know what Cam was consistently done at a high level? That's why he ended up being not only a Pro Bowler but all pro.
Bobby, hold your
because
thought.
He could play to run.
Bobby, hold your thought. Mike, if
not just sack the quarterback.
Mike, sit tight if you would, please. The voice of the Saints, sure. Mike Haas. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here with the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. Mike, before the break, Bobby was asking about Cam Jordan and his long-term durability and future as well.
Yeah, I mean, he does it. You know, game in and game out. You know, he's the leader of that defense. He and DeMario Davis, I mean, they're it. You know, I think we're going to learn a lot more defense come Monday. You know, when it's just helmets and shells, you tend to focus a lot on the offense, right? Mm-hmm. You know, quarterbacks and skellies and 7-on-7, and it seems to be just kind of offense, right? You know, I don't remember anything a defensive guy did today, you know. But Monday, they put the pads on, and that'll change things, and we'll start really seeing, you know, how some of these linebackers are going to be doing. Caden Ellis, and he's another one of those guys who's been around long enough. Okay, that they want to see, right? You know, it's time. Garrett Griffin, tight end, it's time. You know, the opportunity is there, but I think we'll learn hopefully a lot more about some DB situations come Monday when we put the pads on.
Mike, as they say, separate the men from the boys. That starts happening on Monday, and it'll be a gradual process. Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints. Mike, thank you so much for the time, man.
All right, gentlemen, see you tomorrow morning.
All right, see you tomorrow. All right, if you missed it, Mayor LaToya Cantrell, New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, said masks will be required in all indoor settings, vaccinated or not vaccinated, unless you're with your immediate family. Cantrell also will require all city employees to get the vaccine, including police, firefighters, and EMS. The city of New Orleans also issued a mandatory vaccination policy for all city contractors. All of their employees will be required to be vaccinated. And Cantrell made this announcement after Governor John Bel Edwards' 3 o'clock press conference, where John Bel Edwards said he's seriously considering reinstating the statewide mask mandate. Governor JB John Bel Edwards urged the non-vaccinated to run, don't walk, to get your vaccine, quote unquote. He said Louisiana is number one in the country for new COVID cases per capita. Coming up next hour, Marquez Calloway. He sat down with me and the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. You will hear that, along with sound from Cam Jordan, Malcolm Jenkins, all coming up over the next 2 hours.
And Christian, also have opinions on Michael Thomas's future in a Saints uniform. This is just speculation and just my opinion. It's nothing factual, but just my opinion.
The NFL also backtracked on COVID mandates on visitors and outdoor masks. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.